You're listening to Let's Talk About It podcast, the podcast where you feel like you have a new friend talking about self-love, self-realization, and self-reflection. We all deserve to be loved, and in order to be loved by others, we first need to love ourselves. I'm your host, Yehyun Bae, and join me as we vent and share how we can be more mindful and be aware of ourselves. Hi guys, it's been a while. I'm so sorry for not posting for like a whole month, but I just had a lot on my plate mentally, and dealing with my day-to-day stuff was even a lot to handle, so I wasn't able to record any episodes, but I'm back. It's good to have you here today, and I hope you're staying safe, healthy, and happy. Today, I wanted to talk about the outside noise. When you think of an outside noise, it is often annoying, loud, distracting. Even I have the outside noise right now outside of my window, but it's often annoying, loud, distracting, and you want to cancel it out, right? It's like that, but regarding school and future, because lately I've been having a lot of conversations and sharing my stories and input with my university friends who are in their first or second year because they're lost or they're in need of any like advices to do well in the future. And apparently I give out pretty good advices and comforting words. They were telling me that lately they've been impacted by their surroundings, especially like their family members. And they wanted me to kind of talk to them about being encouraged. So I had a friend, let's call her Rose. She reached out to me and she said she is discouraged, disappointed, and doubting herself because of things that her mom was talking about or her mom was saying to her. She told me that her mom is often comparing her with others around her age, talks down, and doubts her life progresses. And I'm sure her mom is simply saying all this out of love and to in somewhat like help her daughter out, because maybe that's her way to show interest and support in her daughter's life. Who knows? But the thing is, we all know that being compared, judged, and being doubted by someone like your mom while you're doing your best is making a progress is unmotivating, and you just start to compare yourself and your success to others around you. You start to judge and doubt yourself. So it's not okay, right? I just simply think that Rose's mom hasn't thought that way, that her words may hurt Rose. To give more details, Rose basically messaged me because she'd had enough of those outside noises. The mom's friend's son is studying law, not medicine. So Rose is studying medicine, where she wants to get into, you know, medical field. So they're studying completely different things. And two, she's only in second year, and I think the guy is way older than her. I think he already graduated, so it's completely different. And three, the son had things easily handed down to him, whereas Rose is trying to figure it out on her own, like everything. And lastly, she doesn't think that she wants to take the typical finish in uni in 4 years and go to medical school right away, you know, that kind of stuff. So overall, it's just unfair for Rose that she's being treated this way, and she's just been impacted by it because now she's, you know, She's doubting herself. She doesn't think she could do it, and she's now comparing herself with others. So I just want to say this to Rose and anyone who's in a similar situation, that the outside noises are the ones that we clearly do not have any control of. However, how we make ourselves feel and what we allow to impact and define us are all controllable. Don't let other people define who you are. You've already heard this many times, probably, but don't let other people define who you are, because you get to figure out yourself through a bunch of ups and downs, screw-ups, successes, and it's good to remember that the more energy you give to irrational thoughts, the bigger and more serious those thoughts will feel. So cancel those outside noises if you can, and trust yourself. Trust the choices that you made, and trust the progress. Although sometimes you may feel like you're not making any progresses, because right now I don't feel like I'm making any progresses. But I'm sure, time's ticking and you're doing something at least, And if you can't cancel out those outside noises, maybe turn those noises into inspirations, maybe? Tell them that you can be successful by taking your own route, basically making your own history, following exactly how someone else did it in the past. Sure, it's gonna possibly get you what you wanted, but that's not always guaranteed, and you won't have the learning experiences. And to add on, I feel like there's no such thing as a secure life. No one knows what they're doing. They're just figuring it out as they go. So security is just an idea. And the more you try to seek security, and the more you try to confine yourself to be in the safe zone, the more you're insecure you're gonna feel. I think logically that makes sense, right? So, go create your own reality. And today it's just a short episode, but I hope you got some new perspectives to think about today. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you next time.